You're listening to The World According to George. This uninspired, puffy Midwestern man is looking for something more as he moves through life in his 30s.
And welcome to The World According to George. I'm your host, George Thomas, and this episode of WAG is being broadcast from Fulton Market in downtown Chicago. And my guest host today is Carlo Navarro.
All right.
And is that how you say your last name?
That's how I say it.
And Carlo is on Team WAG. He is our social media guru, so he's our latest WAG employee, and that makes two. And you're in studio, so this is our first time using my new office slash studio. We're here at Spaces, which is a product of WeWork, or not WeWork, they're gone. It's a product of Regus, which was kind of the original co-working space, yeah. And they're a huge, huge company, and they've had to close centers, but they've been strong.
Yeah.
This is their trendier product.
It's nice.
Yeah, and we're at it's a low rise, but okay. We're right, most of West Loop is low rise, so we're only on floor two.
Fancy neighborhood.
Yeah, you think it's a fancy neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. As long as it's a fancy neighborhood, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I've been here for, 8 months. I mostly had just a desk I was renting, okay. And then I recently added an office. I do my corporate job out of here, and then hopefully, we'll have more in studio, guests because the equipment's all here.
It's nice.
It sounds better. Everyone compliments the equipment, and it's just better to have. It's just a better experience when you're in person.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get people walking by. It looks like
is that good that people are walking by?
I think it's cool.
Yeah, because we're it's like lunchtime.
See.
So, like, I'd be interested to know if someone would say, "Well, you should do it at an uncommon hour so there's nobody there."
No.
Because I have access all the time.
No, I think it's good. I think it's cool.
You're off. Do you work? You work from home?
I work from home. Up in Logan Square, Avondale area, north side.
So how far was this like for you?
I mean, I took the train, so it was about 20-some minutes.
20-some? Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What train's that?
Blue.
But that doesn't get you right here, does it?
No, I didn't. I hopped on the Halsted bus.
Get a little closer to that. Your line is smaller than mine.
There, chest?
Yeah, but okay. You're good. You're good.
Okay.
I'm just paranoid because I'm so bad at the technical side. I always have been bad at this side. I even want Kevin to help me on how to use this Mac because this is the first Mac that I've had in a long time.
Okay.
And I don't understand how to download things. I don't know.
Well, it's easier than a PC.
What is this? Is easier than PC?
Yeah, Mac is.
Yeah, but I'm not used to it because I have a PC over there.
Right.
So I have both.
Well, this is the creative stuff.
Yeah. I like it.
It's nice.
What did I get? Did I get a
MacBook Pro? Like,
or was did I get the one. Pro or did I get the what's the one the
no,
Air? I didn't
no,
get the Air,
no,
did
no,
I?
You get the Air.
That's not an Air.
That's not an Air. No.
So I got the good one.
Well, with all of this, you're gonna need like a nice one.
Probably overkill.
No.
I don't see. I don't want to be upgrading up equipment. I just want to buy things as we go. I don't want to have to upgrade all the mics. That's why we have these so they
fancy
can handle four guests at a time.
Well, you did have four guests, right? With
we did with Maple and White.
Maple and White. That was nice. They had a nice little.
That was a good episode, but it wasn't. It was too long. I should have made it a little more. It was good, but there was an hour that was good, and it went to an hour and a half, and it might have got a little boring. I don't know.
Why?
What
do you say that?
That's beside what I think. I feel like I got some of that feedback.
Oh.
From one person maybe or two people.
Okay, well
I don't know what. Yeah,
that doesn't count.
But
that was like at their where that was in
that was at one of my parents' homes.
Okay,
but that was in their town where their company is in South Bend.
Okay, yeah, because I saw pictures.
Amazing company. By the way, I work with them on my personal stuff here, and they're just
do
so
interior design.
Interior design. They can do the home builds. They can do landscaping.
Nice.
And Amy Ball is the woman I work with. Is just amazing. I don't think she'll mind me saying her name because it's very complimentary. But she's just one of those designers that is. She's a rare designer. She's very not pushy. She's very like kind of vanilla, meek a little bit. Not meek, but she's not imposing her designer will on you. Like she's going to design the house
around what you like.
Around what you like, and she's not going to want, like if you say I don't really want to do this blue tile, and another designer might say that's the key to the whole thing. So we are going to. I really want you to do the blue tile. She's not going to be that way. Hmm. I've had to push her sometimes to be more aggressive. But
for your own
that's
house?
What you want for my apartment here. She did like my bedroom and my living room.
That's awesome.
And they can't do their own like delivery guys then up here. So that she like picks, it might be something from Pottery Barn or Crate and Barrel, but she'll do the look.
Oh, she'll design it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My wife was, she was a high end, kitchen bath designer.
Oh, was she?
Back in the day.
What does she do now?
She's with the kids right now.
You've got like a million kids though.
Yeah, I got about 1.5 million.
Yeah.
Kids. Yeah. 5.
That's a lot. That's one of my main questions.
That was your main question?
That was one of my main questions. But we'll get into this. Okay. I'll get back on script. So you are, what are you? You're in your 40s?
Mm-hmm. I just turned 45.
Okay. Wow. You do not look 45.
I appreciate that.
You're 5 years off 50? You look more like 35.
There you go. I like that.
Wow. See, I don't know why you're not. You should be aging faster because you have so many kids.
Asian.
You're what?
I'm Asian.
You're Asian. What kind? What background?
Filipino.
Okay.
I look young now, but then there'll be like a certain point where I'm like, I'll wake up and look like Mr. Miyagi.
Mm. Is your wife Filipino?
No, she's American. Yeah.
How does she age?
Pretty good, I guess.
She's doing good.
She ages very well.
Yeah. How old is your wife?
She's 44.
Okay. So you guys are the same age.
Yeah.
So how did you, Carlo, how did you get into like running? You're really running your own business. So even Kevin is doing that.
Yeah.
How did that start? And how are you in social media? What brought you to this?
Well, I think it all, so I've been in marketing for about 15 years, and then I've been in and out of startups with different companies, and then I
in
marketing in general. And then when I went back into the space shortly, actually around COVID, just before COVID, I started to do more independent work because I actually left a nonprofit that I helped build, like sort of revamp and remarket, rebrand for 3 years. It was a cancer research foundation.
Oh, good.
And so I did that for a few years. And before that, I was in tech and startups. I just kind of got burnt out.
I'm getting so much. I'm thinking about that camera you've got on me right now. But keep going. It looks good, though.
Well, here's before
the image back looks good. I'm
before
sorry.
I continue. No, because I have so much ADD. This is my whole thing where I think people need to see more video of you. So that I'll just leave it at that. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Well, no, it's not. We'll talk about that later. I went back into, after I did the sort of nonprofit, I obviously was looking for full-time work, but then ended up working for a health startup in San Francisco. I was traveling back and forth. And
I was just there.
Yeah, I haven't been there since COVID.
It's a city of contrasts now.
It's
still got good things. I'm not going to be overly negative. The media paints these cities, including our city, like there's every corner's on fire, and that's never the case.
Right.
And these cities are never going to fail.
They're just like
pockets. There's just issues, and like I said in previous shows, we in America, our issues are self-inflicted. We don't have to have this. We do it to ourselves in many ways. I'm talking about crime and things that are out of control. Things, obviously, we probably can't help. But
you say you're from Chicago, and everyone's like, man, how's...
Yeah, and that's not right.
What's the crime?
And
there?
Look where we are right now. We're in a beautiful part of the city.
Fancy, yeah. I mean,
it's not only fancy. There's other things. Is it prohibitive?
No, I like probably, I love this area. Yeah.
Well, it's gotten flack though. I'm sure.
Yeah.
That it's gentrified so much that it's I play an ungodly amount of money to live here.
Yeah. Well, but
I don't have to live in that building. There's other buildings, maybe.
Well, that's it's this area's changed so fast though.
Yeah.
Over the last 5-7 years. So,
Finish your intro. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I started working for them sort of in a sort of fractional marketing sort of way. And I really enjoyed it and started picking up more clients. It's sort of just a natural progression of getting more clients to work with them on kind of marketing, growth, branding. And then a lot of it, social media was obviously a part of all that stuff. And so end up getting more clients. And then that's sort of been, I've been doing this for almost 5 years now and doing the marketing thing independently.
Doing your own thing.
Doing my own thing, working with different clients. Then I started working with podcast clients.
Yeah.
And
how long have you been working with podcast clients?
Well, with Provoke, shout out to Provoke.fm that I work with Kevin. I would say it's 4+ years now.
Okay.
That's why I got really interested in. I always
when did you meet Kevin?
I met Kevin through that.
And he's our editor.
Yeah. He's okay. The audio wizard. And he's awesome.
I really probably don't need him, I bet.
Who, Kevin?
I mean, I'm always going to have someone do it. But people, I feel like, judge me because much of the podcast, we don't edit out any content. So all he's doing is adding the intro, the outro, the sound effects, and improving if something's really sounds like crap, he's trying to improve it. But other people would say, well, George, why don't you go get trained and you edit your own show?
Oh my gosh, you don't want to do that.
Okay, thank you.
You do not want to do that. What? I've tried doing like all of it.
I'm glad you said that.
Because
you could be saying like...
Just look at we were trying to set up these mics.
Yeah. But that's me though, isn't it?
Yeah, but still, like imagine...
Isn't this dummy proof and I'm a dummy?
No, but I mean, you have to go now do audio and making sure people can, it's the same level in the car, on their iPod, or not iPod, that's how old I am, their iPhone.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So.
He's going to look at it from a view that I don't have, right? He's going to be able to fix an audio thing. If I'm in Cayman and I did a thing with my sister and it's Zoom and the audio sucks, he's going to make it, I'm not going to ever know how to make it sound better.
You would spend.
I can cluck edit out a clip, but that's
yeah. All. I mean, I've spent some years as a doing music and back in the day and trying to record on your own and editing.
Yeah,
I mean, Kevin's also a musician, so he's got the ear.
He's coming on next.
Yeah, that's
begrudgingly
awesome.
He's coming on.
Yeah, he's pretty talented, but you know we listen to podcasts now that are like they have teams and teams that do podcasts like. The NPRs of the world, right? Yeah. Like that audio quality. Like we just expect that.
What do you expect?
That type of quality.
Oh,
that, you know, and
but this could sound the same as that.
I think it does. That's why, that's why I think Kevin does a great job.
Oh, got it.
But, you know, you listen to podcasts that don't do that, you're like, oh man.
Yeah. This can be a, you know, whatever it is. And it's, you know, we're still in the cut our teeth kind of wartime days, but at least we know. For most of these shows, that the sound quality is high.
Oh yeah,
and it sounds professional.
Well, yeah, and I think
that's important to me.
Yeah, and you're different.
Yeah,
the show's different.
In what way?
Like we were talking earlier before we hit record.
Oh, it's not a guru show.
Well, it's
not. I'm not trying to tell you.
Yeah, I'm not saying I don't appreciate those kind of like guru. Like,
yeah,
but everyone's trying to give you a tip on something, right?
Right.
Like your health, your work, your marketing, your brand. It's like,
yeah,
how much information could I consume at this point?
Yeah,
it's
I know it's insane.
It's like a doom scroll. Like, and then you feel like, wow, I'm not doing any of these things.
Yeah,
I'm not getting up at 4:30 to do a cold plunge or
yeah. I know there's so much out there,
right?
Oh, I spend a lot of time on Instagram.
It's stressful.
What about you?
Yeah, well, yeah, Instagram. Well,
you probably don't have a lot of time.
On your guys' Instagram and like TikTok and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, that's why stuff like what you're doing is different, where it's almost like a break from the whole.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Interview format, you know, life coach stuff.
Yeah.
Not that stuff isn't good. Like,
I could see where that would get kind of annoying if that's all you're doing.
Yeah, there's just a lot of it.
Little change is nice.
I don't know. It's like a soapbox, but like all of a sudden, all these people are coming out and they're like life coaches and they're like 22 years old. And,
yeah.
And like, what's
where did how did what do they know?
What's going on?
Yeah.
You know,
it's like my therapist, who was a 22-year-old like single girl, and I replaced her with a 37-year-old like woman with like a family and kids, and it's been a lot better.
Experience.
And I'm 34 now, so
right. Right.
You want something at 22? What are you going to? I don't know. That it,
yeah,
for me,
I agree.
It's mostly me
agree.
Talking, but right. I think other people, when I told people that, they were like, yeah, it's probably.
Well, how do you sort of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you relate?
Exactly.
Although I don't have a family. But I like people that have families because I think there's a sense of. There's experience there and maturity and emotional maturity, probably. Yeah. And there's you've been through life more than people that haven't. Like, you've experienced something that I've never experienced, not even close.
Yeah.
And you have children.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess you got married, but that seems, it seems like the kid thing is bigger.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I mean, it's not easy. I'll tell you that much. So,
well, maybe don't have five though. Okay. Carlo, how does one massively increase their Instagram following, which is all I care about besides YouTube? How do I get 5,000, 10,000 Instagram followers?
I mean,
it's about me. I have to have talent and viral, right?
Well, let's just talk about like what we're doing, and maybe this will help other people as they look at how to grow their social followings, right? At the end of the day, all these social platforms are just distribution channels that could or could not change within a, you know, it could change tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
But what is really interesting right now is what we're doing with your podcast is that there's never been a time where we could put a vertical piece of content like we've been testing with your hotel stuff, your hotel reviews, which have been significantly more viewed than any other like piece of content.
Yeah.
But we have that vertical piece of content that you're traveling around, right? And then we're able to put that on YouTube. And then now we're able to use that same piece of content and put it on whatever format, whatever channel that has the same format. So that'd be Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels. We don't do Facebook Reels, but TikTok. So at one point, we can just distribute in multiple places, right? I think how to grow is just consistently having content.
Yeah.
I think that's the.
I do notice the more popular content creators, unless they're like a model and they have, you know, like abs or something, they're posting like every day.
Right.
Like something, you know, and it's not always original.
No.
It could be more of what they've already posted.
And you don't know what's going to stick. Like every platform's got algorithms. Like
the pace is high. You can tell they're.
The pace.
You can tell they figured it out.
Right. Well, we figured out that.
Which is more.
We need you to continue to do what you do record where you're. Because you travel.
Which I owe you one right now.
You do.
I have one.
You travel a lot.
Yeah.
You travel to a lot of cool hotels.
Yeah.
That many people don't get to go to.
Yeah.
You know, so
including Kevin.
Yeah.
He just went to Disney. I think he was like at some, I don't know.
He's went to Disney?
I think he, yeah. Oh,
I don't go to nice hotels.
He doesn't either.
Well, I go to Marriott's, but like you're like the level of Marriott that's a little different than me.
I'm five times higher. What are you talking about? I'm in a Four Seasons. That's not even in the Marriott realm. But as I said, well, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying I'm in the free breakfast realm.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, and I said this before, you know, I wouldn't have that fancy car I drive if I had just one kid. That'd all go away. All my money would be immediately eaten
Mercedes?
Up.
Mercedes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got that GLE 450E. And that's a, you know, it's a indulgence, but I don't have a wife or kids, or I don't have these huge expenses. I have no debt, you know, besides a little bit of credit card debt. But it's very, very minor. And so I had, you know, my friends, everyone has children, and I know how expensive they are because I was a child and we had five kids in my family.
You guys had five?
Yeah, I was the oldest. I don't know if you did. You're I'm the oldest of five. And my parents had money and it was a fucking expense. It was insane. Yeah. And, you know, I'll be lucky to, you know, have the setup that they did because I won't have that many kids though. If I have any kids, it'll be one to two.
1.5.
Maybe.
1.5.
Like, what would be 0.5 at?
I don't know. That's the average. You know how they
averages. Yeah, I don't know. I do think I want to have kids, though, for when I'm like in my 60s. I think that'd be weird.
60s?
Well, not when I'm... I don't want to have them when I'm 60. I want to not be barren by the time I'm 60.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. That'll, like, you might be exhausted, but you're in a health way. You're probably mentally healthier than I am. Because you have so much more perspective.
Yeah, I mean, there's this. I don't know. You can never.
But you're so tired, you don't even think about it.
You can't prepare for kids. I mean, this is like a thing you can't. You know.
Did you always want five kids?
No, I thought we would have three.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah.
Who pushed you to have five?
My wife came from a really big family.
Your wife did.
What's that?
That's the answer.
Well, no, we both wanted three. You know, obviously, like, we weren't expecting the next two. But here's the thing.
But they weren't surprises. Don't tell me that. That's not a real thing.
Yeah, there were surprises.
Well, but you know what you're up to.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, you're not like...
If you really cared, you might have wore a condom or something.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, well, you know...
God, you know, Freud would say you wanted those two mother kids.
Well, I can say, and we talked about this the other day on Slack. Like, I think we were... So, our youngest, Jet, who was just born... well, he's 2.5 now. So, okay. He ended up having some stuff going on with, you know, with his brain and some other genetic things that we found out. But if it wasn't for him, right, we wouldn't have been able to get my wife and us tested for this genetic disease. It's called HHT.
Yeah.
So she's had some issues that are now being taken care of, like with her lungs, and then we did some scans, and things are, you know, on the up and up. But like, we would have never known that to do that if it wasn't for him. So like, looking back, right, he's been really like this sort of kind of miracle baby, I think. We would have never known.
He's your youngest?
Youngest. And typically with this disease, most people find out they have it is when they have, like, because it forms like blood clots. Mm-hmm. In different parts of your body, and it could be in your brain or your lung.
Yeah.
And typically when people find out, they're like older, and then something happens. They have like a seizure.
Okay.
And they get like an aneurysm. So it's like a little...
But that's really dangerous.
Dangerous. And it's too late. It could be too late. Yeah. So now...
Aneurysm kills you.
Right.
Can kill you.
And then, or just put you in a state where, you know, you're not...
You're right.
So, I mean, looking back, right, it's pretty lucky to know like how to manage it moving forward, which is, you couldn't ask for, you know, any more than that. So
yeah. What are your other kids' ages?
So 14, my oldest. I have.
Oh my gosh!
So
you have 14.
She's 14. Gray, and then
her name's Gray.
Gray.
Grae. Grae. That's a cool name. Gray. I like that name.
Yeah.
I've never seen it spelled. Or I don't see any. I don't know anyone.
A lot of Grays. When we named
besides
her,
Grey's Anatomy.
Gray.
Is that a Gray?
Yeah. Grey. Then there was like a lot of everyone started naming their kid Gray.
You said Grae.
Ae. Yeah.
Where does that come from?
We just thought
that's not from the Bible.
No, we just thought it was a good spelling.
I do like that name.
Well, my wife's name's Lisa.
I don't know if I would spell it that way, but I like that name.
She's spelled L-E-A-S-A.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
She misspelled her own name. All right. No, I'm just kidding. Her parents did.
Well, she was 1 out of 7.
Right. Yeah, I know. What were you?
Yeah, I was in the middle. There was 3 of us in our family. I was the middle child.
Yes, you... Five is in the middle of that.
You sure? Yeah. So we have 4 boys, and then the oldest is a girl. 14, 11, going on 12, 9, 5, and then 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teens are tough? 14-year-olds?
I think they're all tough,
or really young kids are tough?
The boys are just... boys, you know, they're pretty
sexist. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Because you only have
one girl. Well, how many were in your family?
2 girls and 3 boys.
Okay. So more boys than girls. So
I'm not sure what my parents would say.
I'm sure.
I don't know who's easier. I was the best, of course.
Right.
And had the best judgment, and still do.
Yeah.
And kept the family together. I just really believe that. Sam was a joke. He was the easiest. He was the youngest.
Okay.
Spoiled, but really easy.
Gotcha. How old is Sam now?
23.
He's 23. Okay.
So I'm 34.
Right.
So 11 years. So then I don't think Madeline was hard. I think B had a hard time in high school.
Okay.
And then Peter probably was a pain in the ass maybe sometimes in high school. I don't know. I'm making big statements. And then we kind of had issues with him in college. So I don't know, but I say we, I'm not his parent.
Right.
But,
I would say
in our family, it wasn't so sex based. It was just more personality.
Well, I mean,
but I do, it's weird. Cause me and Sam and Mal, I think, are a dream or to like deal with. I think the other two sometimes are like, not the one boy,
would they
one
say the
girl.
Same thing?
Would they be hard to probably make statements about themselves in that way? They would agree, I think, with the things I'm saying about me.
And
everyone agrees, I think, would agree with the thing between me and Sammy. gotcha. Being the easiest. The rest of them, Sam's the youngest.
Youngest. Oh, okay.
The oldest and the youngest.
Gotcha.
And
yeah.
then they would probably have more to say about the three middle.
Gotcha. I mean, if they had five, that's still it's any way you cut it, it's
yeah.
it's hard.
It's a lot. But it's I remember when Sammy was born, you know, and I remember when he was a baby because I was old enough.
So you're 10 years?
11.
11. 11 apart. Yeah, that's about... No, we have a lot more variants than that. But yeah, teenager years are kind of... our first experience with this. So, you know, it's just the whole... She's in eighth grade. She's going to go to high school. And then we're going to figure that out.
Where's she going to go to high school?
We don't know yet.
Oh.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out this whole Chicago thing.
But private school?
Maybe. I don't know. She's really into ballet, so we're trying to figure out what she wants to do. And, like, there's some schools that she can focus on to do that type of stuff. And, you know, I don't know. Navigating the city is pretty difficult, I think, when they get older.
Yeah.
For high school.
I would bet that.
Well, you didn't grow up in... Did you grow up in Chicago?
No, Indiana.
Indiana.
I went to public school.
Yeah, see?
But went to private elementary and middle.
Right. We're in Indiana again. I forgot.
South Bend area.
Okay.
Elkhart area.
Yep. Okay. Elkhart. Yep.
Yeah. Went to school in South Bend, and then we all came back to Elkhart to go to public high school.
Okay.
So.
For college, you went to Notre Dame?
No, I went to IU.
Oh, you went to IU. That's right.
Yeah. Elkhart and South Bend are right next to each other.
Right. I went to Ball State.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to, I would never have gone to Notre Dame.
No.
Because South Bend is so lame. And we grew up with it. My grandpa was involved in that. He was like the golf coach.
Oh, was he?
At Notre Dame. Yeah.
You play golf?
Nah, I don't really enjoy golf, but I play with my friends. He's actually buried at Notre Dame.
Really?
On campus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know Eric Parseghian?
No.
He was a famous football coach. You know Lou Holtz probably.
Yeah.
Another one. They were friends with all those guys.
There you go.
Era has passed, but Era and him will be buried, they are buried next to each other.
Wow.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
You know.
The more you know.
He was a big deal. He was an amazing, amazing golfer. I did not live up to his memory. But my Peter was a really good golfer. He played a lot of golf. And then my uncle was amazing. But, what did I want to ask you back on social media? I kind of want to delete TikTok. Number one, because I don't use it. And number two, I don't want China mining my precious data. And I want to know... I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah.
I agree with the bill that's gone through the federal government. They passed it in the House. I guess it's going to be months until anything happens on the Senate side. I agree with it because it's not really, it doesn't have to be a ban if they just divest out of, I guess, the Chinese investment, right? It'll Correct. Still exist, or if they don't, then it won't.
Right, they want the U.S. to own, or the U.S. wants to purchase buy.
I agree. Now, many people, TikTok users, of course, there's like I think over 150 million Americans that use TikTok.
It's wild, yeah.
Which is insane. You know, don't agree with me,
right?
But they don't care about national security the way I do. You know, they're just thinking about themselves,
right?
And all these creators. Sure. See, if I was famous, I would have a way. I could see it now. If I was really famous on TikTok.
Right,
I might have the same because I was thinking my own future and
correct
because TikTok just because I've got a million followers on TikTok is what I learned like a year ago or whenever I learned it doesn't mean I have a million on Instagram.
Right,
right. So I might be worried if I'm a TikToker.
Yeah, well, I think that it comes back to what we were trying to do is how do we diversify where you're at because at any moment
right.
You could have been...
But I do use YouTube, and I like YouTube.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Let's say you were really popular on TikTok, but because...
You would stick to it.
Well, because we're trying to diversify where your content is.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be as worried because you're trying to garner your audience on different places. You're trying to diversify your engagement across different platforms. I think the creators that don't want it to go away is that they've invested all their time on one platform.
Right.
And that's all they have. And then if it's taken away, you're basically getting deplatformed and your entire following is gone. Which is, you know, you have a million people on following you on whatever network. Doesn't mean a million people are always going to see what you put out there. Like, we have no idea what these algorithms are doing.
Right.
Essentially. Like, our data, listen, as soon as we put stuff out there, our data is already out there.
Our data is already out there.
Yeah, so it's not like, you know.
Now, they did do, like you've heard about Project Texas, I guess, where they, that's what they call it, TikTok put servers in the U.S. to try to like appease lawmakers and say your data is in the United States.
Yeah.
But technically, the I guess the high command over in China can still, that yeah, they're saying they can still have access to it.
I just think it's really interesting. It's coming down now, election year, right?
Like, yeah.
It's like,
I'm sure it would help Democrats more than Republicans.
You know, I think it's all about who it's all about power. Like, who wants to control sort of the content? Like, I don't think the U.S. really enjoys another country having so much success on a platform that millions and millions of people are using.
Yeah, well, a country that's not very friendly to us.
Sure.
And that steals our intellectual property. Those are all valid points.
But then what is the, I mean, who, why, if we, even if we buy it and then, you know, how do you know that your content is being shown? It's just a lot.
You don't know.
You don't know. It's just, you don't know, right?
The head of the FCC thinks we should do it. Nancy Pelosi thinks we should do it.
Yeah, well.
I think a lot of Republicans think we should do it.
I think all politicians want us to do it, right?
You think they all do?
Of course they do.
It's a rare bipartisan issue.
It's the U.S. wants control of that of this platform, right? It's big tech. It's a lot of things where, like, you put content out there.
It's banned on government phones today. No government employee can use it on their phones. Federal.
Under issued phones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But at home, they have it.
Maybe. Well, they probably. There's around 3 million people, probably. There's only 300 million people here. Florida just banned any... It? No, I don't know. God knows what they're doing, but they just said anyone under 14 cannot have social media, regardless of what your parents think.
Yeah,
14 and under, no social media.
Listen, my daughter,
I like that.
My daughter does not have,
and she's 14.
She's 14. She doesn't have. She has a phone that is that's a managed phone. It's, I think we're on like a Trumi.
A what?
It's called Trumi.
I don't know.
It's a phone that's like an Android phone, but it's managed where I can control the apps.
Full parental control.
Full parental control. Like, she cannot have access to social media. There's no like Instagram or TikTok and any of that stuff on there. And it's fine. I mean, we made that decision.
Right.
A lot of people do not agree with me on that. Like, they're like,
oh, and having full like oversight.
Or like, they just don't believe, like, they don't agree with us not giving her social media.
Well, how long until she can have social media?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we'll, when she's, I don't know.
What?
I work in social. I mean, I don't even want her having social media.
That's how scared you are? Oh, God.
I'm not scared. I think there's just too many things out there that you just
Predators.
Can't control. You just can't control that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
So you agree with the Florida law?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Or do you want the government not telling us what to do? What do you care about?
I care about creators being to create their own content and it being shown right to the right people. But here's the thing about like phones and I think teenagers too.
Yes.
So she has a managed phone.
And right? When you were a kid, you didn't even have a phone.
No.
Did they have phones?
No.
Yeah. They didn't have any phone.
Landlines.
They had rotary phones.
Not.
You were born
that
when?
That, 79.
Well, okay. Oh boy, the 70s.
Ooh, close. 79.
A lot of turmoil. What happened in the 80s? Do you remember what was going on? You were around when Reagan was around.
Yeah, 80s, yeah.
He was a good dude, right?
80s, 90s.
Clinton was good.
Clinton, and then we were in the 90s, and then, you know.
Bush kind of blew it.
Bush, and then, yeah.
Okay.
But here's what I noticed about phones. I'll go back to this real quick.
By the way, we're not going to get into any of my topics, which is...
You want to get into your topics?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, this is why it's organic. It works.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
This is the goal, what we're doing.
And okay.
There's magic happening.
I think so too.
That's why I need to stick with this.
Here's a really interesting
thing.
I'm
at peace.
I'm good. I'm glad you're at peace. Yeah.
How are you doing? Usually not. I know, they look right in here.
That's fine. I think they think we're celebrities.
They can't see. Okay.
See
my feet shake. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Here's the interesting part, right? You look at like how we were saying everyone is addicted to their phones.
Yes.
Right? Like they cannot have it. Because they're always on it. You go to like restaurant. I mean, it's wild,
horrifying.
Right? It's horrifying.
Everywhere I go, airports, drones, everyone's just doing that.
Everywhere. And what's interesting with having her have a phone that doesn't have social media on it, like all she has on it, she can make phone calls and text
and get on Google Maps if we allow it.
Is it more like for emergencies?
Emergencies, but she
or does she text her friends?
She can text friends and send messages and she photos. Can. Yeah,
but you can read them all.
I can read them all.
Yeah,
I can read them all.
There's a question there.
Yeah,
of privacy.
True, not in my home.
But
yeah,
14 years old.
It's 14.
But I would home. I would bet there's people. There's organizations or people, political or whatever,
right,
that think you're doing the wrong thing by reading every text message.
I don't read all of them. Okay. I make sure they're, you know, we make sure it's appropriate, right? Uh-huh.
Have you had any that you've had to get involved in?
I mean, no, not really. So yeah. That's good, right?
I wouldn't want to know almost. If I had a daughter, I would. If I had a son, daughter, I would be like, just, I don't want to know.
Too crazy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, so she has the physical phone, right? We are all, I think, all physically addicted to our phones.
Yes.
Like we have to have them. I don't know
most
why.
Of us.
Like, you just feel like a security.
I don't know what it is.
Security blanket or something, yeah. Right? And she has nothing on there. No social, nothing. Just Google Maps of all things. And if we allow like maybe Spotify, you can, there's a lot of apps that you can access if we allow access to it. But what we've noticed is that even if she doesn't even have anything on the phone, she still would look at it, hold it the way we would hold it if we had social media.
Oh.
Meaning like
the addictions
kids,
there.
These kids are, they're just addicted to yeah. like this thing that yeah. they think they have to have. There's nothing on there that she could look at, but like maybe a Google Maps at one point.
Right.
Wild.
Isn't that weird?
Or weather. It's
That's
weird.
An interesting test of like human behavior.
Right. And you know what?
People, she still wants it that bad.
Well, people will tell me, you know, or people will say, you know, every teenager has a phone. Every teenager is on Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat, whatever. And by not allowing them to do that, it's like they're not getting invited to this party. Well, I don't want her to go to that party anyway. So, I mean, the party is not supervised.
Yeah.
It is completely banned. People can say that they control or they can parental manage their kids' usage on their phones.
Right.
Like BS, man. Like, you cannot. Like you're on YouTube, you're getting shown who knows what and ads.
Right.
All this kind of stuff. And it's not managed. You cannot manage it the way you think you can manage it. I've spent some time working at Apple, you know, in Apple retail business and like
for Apple directly?
Yeah, Apple retail, yeah.
What does retail mean? Just
so
at their stores?
So you're North Michigan Avenue, and I started working for them, and then I was on the floor because I got out of a startup and was trying to find a job there. And then I started working for their business. They had like a business team, which I ended up working for like 4 years, which is really great. But
the store on the river?
Yeah, but it wasn't a river at that point.
Oh, it was down on, so, yeah. Well, it's going to be H&M now, the old one.
Is it really?
Yeah. Ugh. They're gutting it.
But my point was that we were working with companies that were allowing iPhones into their business with employees. And then there was like systems to like mobile device manage them. Like it's pretty intense, right? I mean, you can't do that with your kids. Like these phones are just access to everything.
Right.
Which is great. I think that's the way they can get information, but it's also pretty scary what they see. Like
yeah.
we grew up with TV. Like shows were on a certain time and day.
Right.
The on-demand generation, I call them, like, it's just wild. Like,
yeah.
Kids freak out when the ad comes up and they can't skip it.
Yeah.
My kids do. If we do allow them to watch, like, you know, Disney Plus.
What, like in 4 seconds, those ads?
Yeah, it's like, you don't need to skip it. Like, just wait. Like, there's no patience.
I'm like your kids. I don't want to skip that ad. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, I remember in hotels, my parents wouldn't have, there's no control, and then something inappropriate could be on a channel. And we never, when I was really young,
right,
my mom intentionally, we never had anything beyond basic cable.
Yeah.
And we had DVDs, but, and my friend was like, well, how come you guys, but that was very,
we
didn't
have DVDs
sweet,
now.
We didn't have sweet cereal either. What?
We have DVDs in the house now.
You do?
Yeah.
But they're done now. What do you mean in the house now?
Well, we get DVDs. We have a DVD player.
Oh, you do. I stopped putting those in places. We don't have.
Cause yeah.
It's all in your
on
all
demand.
These apps.
Yeah. I mean, just.
We had a huge shelf with like a million DVDs.
I know.
We have that. I mean, obviously we have our, you know, the streaming, you know, the Disney Plus of the world.
The stuff is funny. It's just, stuff becomes obsolete.
They didn't have that Disney Plus when my daughter, I mean, she's 14.
Right. That's a newer.
That's crazy how it's all evolved that fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, kids today are just not patient. There's no patience.
No. Well, these have all made us monsters, these things.
Yeah. You travel a lot. I mean, people are just probably just,
oh, they're always on phones. Always.
Planes and
everywhere. People at dinner. I saw a couple the other night when I was traveling at this dinner. I was alone at the restaurant. This new salt grass. It's like a Texas Roadhouse knockoff. Actually, I liked it. It's called Saltgrass something. Saltgrass Tavern or something. It's a chain.
Okay.
But this couple, you know, average American couple, just weren't talking at all. They weren't even talking. They're just like this. They both were looking at their own phones.
Like, why even go?
I don't know.
It's sad, isn't it? I don't know. It is sad. I don't know.
If people saw what society is like today, who were around, 70 years ago, they would be, it'd be shocking.
Yeah.
You know, because you have a lot less of this.
How long have you been in Chicago?
A while, 7 or 8 years.
Okay. Yeah. I've been here probably more than that. But I remember people on the train, right? We didn't have phones like we have today.
Yeah.
People will be like addicted to their, not addicted, but in a good way, to books.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone had a book on a train.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
a train sounds like, sounds kind of rough, but
right.
Yeah.
But like, or just music, right? Music, or they had a book.
Yeah.
And
music was bigger.
I remember people used to walk to work reading a book.
Yeah. Well.
Which was like.
That's gone.
Kind of refreshing, right?
Yeah.
We take our kids to the library, and that's kind of refreshing. Show them how to like take out a book.
That's
and,
good. You know, that's a good lesson. Know? Yes.
Just kind of get off the screen a little bit. But yeah, traveling, I can't imagine the airport, people just not paying attention. Like,
no, it's what you think.
Yeah. Even on vacation, like the nice like beach, even on the beach. Like
they're on their phones, or they have their phones with them.
Wild.
Yeah, everywhere. Like
the ocean's right there.
No, it's more important than what's on Instagram. Okay, are most of your clients, I think we went over this already, but are they like me in the terms of the work you're doing? And like
a little bit. It's a variance, right? There's podcast clients. I have clients in like B2B, clients in B2C.
Okay.
Yeah, so it depends on the type of work they need. So,
but you do creative and business and whatever.
Yeah, and I sort of come at it like it's popular term now, but they call it like a fractional CMO, head of marketing.
Okay, that comes in and just, you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of look at the business.
We might have had that in my last company. Let's see. I don't know if I have any other. Do you have plans to go to Disney World too?
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
When the kids, I think when I don't know when it's old enough.
Probably be good for that when the kid, that 2-year-old, can actually remember.
Yeah, and then I can actually save some money to. Gosh, I can't imagine what I don't. I haven't even looked at the prices at Disney World right now. I can't imagine how much that would cost.
Oh, it's a lot. I think. I don't know.
Well, you're saying only way to do it is through this special.
This is the thing. I am not a theme park person. I'm not a Disney person. I think Disney was built. For what? They were built for kids. I don't understand the whole movement today where there are people my age and older that are obsessed with Disney. They go to Disney every year, multiple times a year. They buy all that crap food. They spend all their money.
A lot of
going
money.
To, and it's not even, and they don't, they may not have kids. And they're obsessed. I went to Disney as a kid, as it was fine. And I went to Disney on a Disney cruise.
Yeah, we've been on a cruise.
A Disney cruise?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe those are better. But as a 30-year-old with all my adult siblings, we went to Disney like in the last 2 years and we did Disney VIP and it was amazing.
Look at you.
But it was amazing because of I had more fun skipping the line.
You're right.
With all the people and having a dedicated Disney employee with us the whole day and driving backstage around Disney than I did actually going on anything. Although, again, like Star Wars is newer at Disney.
Yeah.
So you're going to wait like freaking 2 or 3 hours to go
if
on
you
Star
don't
Wars.
Have the VIP.
So Disney VIP, it's There's no zero weight. And I'm not talking about, because they've got like Magic Pass.
You're talking about
you. There is no nothing like that.
When are you going to take
this? Like $500 an hour. You got to do at least 10. It's like 10 grand, I think, close to that.
All right.
But you can have 10 people. Okay.
Okay.
And, like I said, you can get through. So you know, anyway. Disney World has like 6 theme parks or whatever. There.
Right.
You can get through all 6 in a day.
You skip all the lines.
Right. If you didn't have VIP, it'd take you one whole day. It would take you to one.
What about the food situation?
Well, they don't. You pay for everything. They don't pay for anything.
Right.
They take you somewhere.
You don't get like better options.
The food, I didn't notice.
Food's wacky.
We went to the thing is, Disney, you have to still pay for Disney tickets. And whatever tickets you need to get into Disney, you still have to get in addition to VIP.
To paying for the VIP.
Of course. They charge you for everything. Yeah, and then no food is included. Yeah.
Right, right.
I think transportation's included.
Yeah.
Like they'll pick you up at your hotel and like drive you like to these areas that no one gets to go to.
Yeah, that's cool.
But the thing is, if I ever did it again, which I probably will, if someone
with,
wants
with, yeah, if this with thing, Kevin, with Kevin,
if this
family
thing
and my family
monetizes,
right, yeah.
And it's throwing off, even if it threw off like, say, $5,000 a month, which is a lot, but not a lot for certain people. That would be enough. And I would take you and your family and Kevin, although see how many people in your family.
Yeah.
There's how many? 7. And Kevin has 2 kids?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So we all don't have enough room. Oh, no, I could. I don't know what I would do.
You'd pay for it.
Yeah, I'd pay for extra.
You heard it here, right here on this podcast.
We might have to go on a Disney cruise then. Because we don't.
So we went on a cruise.
We don't
it
have.
Was, the, it was really nice. It was
sitting
actually,
in those hotel rooms on that cruise.
I mean, you don't.
Aren't a lot of them like not facing the ocean, though? Like
you
the
don't,
interior.
You don't hang out in your hotel
you don't?
Room. No, you're never in the room.
Were you on a cruise where the windows you could see the ocean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was like a.
Because I know there's interior rooms.
It was a long cruise, though. But it was fun. We went with my family.
So that was worth it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't paying. Honestly, the hotel's the best down there. If you could stay at that Four Seasons is amazing in Orlando.
Hmm.
That's worth it.
You didn't stay like on property. Like
Four Seasons is on Disney.
Is it on
Disney property.
Yeah.
Technically. Governed by like Disney rules.
Okay.
Like the pool and alcohol situation is all.
Yeah.
Has to be Disney approved, which is weird.
Yeah.
Disney has like their own laws. That doesn't make sense.
Probably.
Did you know if someone dies like at Disney, they will pick up the body and then once the body's off Disney property, then they'll say this person died here and it won't say that they died at Disney?
No way.
That's a real thing. At least in the California one.
What if they die on a cruise?
Well, they probably can't get around that. But the ones on land, that's what I've read.
That's wild.
Yes. Well.
Well, you're...
Because it's a nightmare. Like, you taking your kids to Disney World, that's not a vacation for you. That's horrifying.
No, it is horrifying. I just don't want to stay in the lines. And if it's really hot, I don't think I want to be in that situation. And then it's just, that'd be the way to go.
The VIP is the way to go. But they all have, like Universal has one too.
Gosh.
A VIP part.
That's another kids are asking.
That's cheaper than Disney's.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Harry
Potter stuff?
Yeah.
Gosh, how do we make that kind of money?
I don't know. Not have a failing podcast. Who knows? or be in insurance. Okay. Let's see. What else do I want? Because we only have limited time. I got to pick one. I'll go over my skin tag removal, which I was just at the derm today, dermatologist, because my eyes are all inflamed again. But I was at the dermatologist maybe a few months ago, and I asked when the doctor was in what her relationship status was like, and she wasn't she may be older than me, but I was just asking because I ask a million questions. Who knows what I say? but I was asking her right as she, it was like a Seinfeld moment, was cutting off a mole from like my left like testicle area. So
at the dermatologist?
Yeah. So it was bad timing, but actually she was such a confident professional. And I think she was charmed by me anyway, because I think I can be charmed. I think I saved it, but it was weird. It was there for since I was in college. It didn't change, but it was just it was aesthetic.
What did she say?
She told me she was married with kids. There was nothing big to it, but I thought, oh, this.
And then you
is...
felt a sharp pain.
Yeah, and the key on that is, she was like, "Well, do you want me to numb?" Because I had skin tags under my underarms,
right?
And then I had that one, you know, or two down south, and she said, "Well, I can just either cut them off." Or, you know, I can numb them and then cut them off. But if I numb them, I can needle each one. But let me tell you, you want everything, even though the needle hurts, you numbed. Want everything numbed. You don't want them her slicing into your body without numbing. So keep that in mind. And then I was at U. So the reason I found this out, I was at U Chicago where I had my tumor surgery because I'm loyal to them now. Mm. And they were like, they thought I had like genital warts, and they were just judgmental. I felt. So in 2 seconds, I go to the derm, and she's like, these are just skin tags, and they're probably going to come back, and you probably have to have them removed again. That pissed me off. I'm not going to go to UChicago for minor needs anymore or sexual health. I'm going to stick to my Midwest Express,
okay,
which is the 7-Eleven of healthcare, but they're big in Chicago. And
are they like 7-Eleven? Yeah, I guess.
Well, they're like, but they're fine. They're whatever. Even though they kind of incorrectly, they mislocated my tumor originally, but I shouldn't have been going there for that.
Not a big deal, right?
Well, we found out where it actually was I went to my uncle and everybody else, and my team, the health team, when I had that tumor. I've got this, I don't know, this issue. She wrote me a prescription today for like a steroid hydrocortisone cream, and I think it's from flying.
Your eyes?
My eyes. Oh. You see anything?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just very dry.
Yeah.
They were all droopy and swollen the other day, though. I think it's from flying, but I don't know.
I don't know. I'm something going on. My wife had like a little eye thing,
dermatitis.
Too. Yeah. I mean, it was like a little bump, but...
sty, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. Spring allergies.
Yeah, that could be that.
I bet you it's that.
I definitely have that. Do you have any other...
No, I mean that was a wonderful transition from Disney to your.
I don't have any transitions. Testicles. That's just in here, not testicles. I just had a skin tag. It was a mole. That was a mole, and then I had one little skin tag on my right testicle.
Oh my God!
But the mole was. This really wasn't on the. It was up, you know.
Yeah.
How the skin hangs a little.
Yeah.
A black mole.
Oh really?
I had it reviewed when I was in college, and he's like, "That's nothing. Okay. It just grew overnight." Isn't that weird?
Wow.
And I've never had an STD ever.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
I know, I do. I believe you.
I don't have a lot of sexual history, really. but I will now. Okay. Carlo, let's see. Moving on, I'm interested because we're talking about flights because I'm irritated. It's very tough, this next decision I'm going to make, mostly a gross decision, but I think I'm committing to United Airlines.
There you go.
I'm going to be... just kind of trying to fly them exclusively just so I can build my status. I've been seesawing between American and United.
Right.
And I just need to commit, you know, it's kind of like the upcoming election. It's the lesser of two evils. But here's why I think United is better for me than American.
Okay.
Their refunds are processed much faster. Their travel credits show up automatically when you book new flights on United.
Right.
And by the way, on American, you have to request your refund. It won't auto. You'll have to pull on the site and request it.
Gotcha.
That's weird, I think, because you could forget.
Right.
Like me. The boarding on United is better. They're not that different, but it's a little better and clearer because there's like lane one, lane two. American is just whenever you get called, but no one listens, so we all get clumped up.
Yeah.
So it's very, very stressful. Yeah. You fly what?
United Airlines.
Okay.
Well, when I flew a little bit more, but I mean, I would prefer to.
But now you would like drive to Florida to go to Disney.
I would just, you know.
You would fly seven people.
I would Spirit it if I needed to.
Spirit Airlines.
Just because it's cheap.
Right.
But
well,
you know,
do you want to be taking.
I know.
Maybe not. That's not a place to cheap out on.
No, I don't. I know. It's just too expensive everywhere. But United Airlines, I think, would be. You know what? I also like United. Because if you...
I don't like United.
Well, if you don't... I mean, if you use it...
But I'm going to use United.
And then you want your points. You can also... I think there's a partnership with like Lyft.
I don't have that.
You don't use Lyft? You use Uber?
I do use Lyft. You do but use I don't Lyft. Know about a partnership.
I think every dollar you get like a point. I don't know, something like that. So might as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Another reason. Well, so I hate the boarding process on American. It's stressing me out, you know. And these people that aren't in group one and two, they still stand up like they're in group one and two. Sit the fuck down. But I get
it. It's like when people get off the plane.
Yes.
They just stand up.
Yeah, people like you.
I'm always in the back. Doesn't matter.
You're right. On United, you get free iMessaging during flight, whereas on American, you only get it if you're a T-Mobile customer, which I think is also weird. I'm a Verizon customer, so I don't get it.
Okay.
So I have to buy Wi-Fi if I want to text. Then, because I work for a tech company, I'm so good with tech, as you saw when we tried to start this for an hour.
Right.
I think United has invested way more in their website, their app, their tech in general. Everything's moving faster.
Yeah.
That when you're on the website booking flights, I've got to think that that's true. And American always seems to have some like fix this error, and there is no error. Like when it goes red, United, it never does that to me. It's just nonstop on American, no pun intended. So I don't know.
It's a hub here.
It's a hub. Yeah, people are like, why do you fly that? Well, I have to. You only can fly what's in your city, and American and United are major hubs in Chicago and Southwest, but I'm done with Southwest. I used to be a Southwest guy a long time ago.
Yeah, at United Airlines, there's more choices for flights.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was in United First the other day, and it sucked. The food's terrible.
First class.
The plane's old. Yeah, it didn't do anything for me. Nothing. Besides...
What was the food? I'm curious.
I pre-ordered like a burger, and they said a lot of people order that. And I'm like, oh. And then I could smell them heating all the food up or the nuts. And it smells like aluminum foil. It's just everything's toxic on there. You know you're being radiated when you're on a plane.
Right.
There's, you know, EMF. Or EMP, whatever it is. And it's
food on a plane.
That's how I got kind of sick. What?
Food on a plane is never good.
I don't get why it can't just be a club sandwich or a turkey sandwich or something.
It's like normal.
Why are we making entrees?
It's gross.
It's so bad.
The best food I've ever had on a plane was Qantas Airlines.
Yeah, international.
On Australia.
Why'd you go there?
We have family in Australia. We went there for a wedding years ago before kids. Mm. And the food there was
The food. Phenomenal. If you're going far enough, but these trips I'm taking all the time in the United States stink. But you don't go anywhere, so you can't really relate.
No, I don't go. I don't go anywhere.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to skip my next big topic, which is about food. So I'm not going to get on my soapbox this one. And we are at we're almost at an hour, 3 minutes off. So
we can do part two. We'll do part two.
Yeah, which isn't bad. I guess the last thing I'm asking everybody, my sister's going through a breakup, the breakup blues. Any advice for her?
That's a loaded question.
Off the top, good quick advice. What do you think?
Quick advice. Well,
have you ever gone through a breakup?
Yeah, of course.
When did you get married?
Well, I've been married for 16 years now. So
you got married when you were in your
29.
Okay.
But,
douche.
So, so she went through a breakup. She was the one who broke up with him, or
no? Of course, it's so bad if you're not the one.
Yeah, I know. Well, I would just say, you know,
if I think someone's gonna break up with me, I'm gonna break up with them first.
You just sort of
pre-breakup breakup.
You start to kind of self.
Since I'm apparently gonna be dating now my entire life.
Right. Right. Well, you're a world traveler, so you can do that. I don't know. Quick advice, I guess. I don't know. I think in general, like, she shouldn't find her identity in this relationship or who this guy was or girl. Guy. So, you know, don't wrap yourself. Your identity is not in the relationship.
She needs to be a lot tougher. Yeah.
Yeah. Not tougher, but just realize, like, you know, it was probably meant.
What was your worst breakup?
Oh, I don't know.
Tell me.
College, maybe.
It was?
Yeah. I mean, it was forthcoming.
Do you get affected?
It was forthcoming.
Do you get affected you don't seem very affected by breakups.
It was an interesting time. I mean, I was breaking up
25 with, years ago.
Yeah, breaking up with her, but I was also, you know, I was graduating from
college. You broke up with her.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't count.
Okay, well.
It's bigger. Well, it doesn't really count.
Okay, part two.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you gave no good advice there. Songs of the Week. High and Low by Empire of the Sun. That's a new one. I love that one. I'll be on both sides, high and low. Listen to the music by the Doobie Brothers. And Dancin', but the sped up version by Aaron Smith, Chrono, and Lovely. And that's L-U-V-L-I. Like those songs of the week?
Yeah,
My favorite part of the show, pretty much.
Yeah.
Listening back to my episodes that have songs.
Do you have, you know what we should do? You should have a WAG Spotify playlist.
I do.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh. It's 5 hours long.
Why don't you share that with me?
It's on my Linktree, I'm pretty sure, in my Instagram.
Okay.
But it says WAG, so you probably didn't notice it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, remember to listen to any of these songs that feature today or to find any that have been played on WAG. Just search WAG playlist on Spotify for the show's playlist. Literally, it's in my script. I'm not adding this. Every time we release an episode, this playlist is updated. And that's it for this episode, episode 32. Thanks for listening to The World According to George, which is available anywhere you find podcasts. Remember to follow WAG underscore pod on Instagram and DM me anything that's on your mind, and I will bring it up on the pod. I want to say thank you to my guest, Carlo Navarro. Plug anything you have that people can reach you if they need marketing or something.
Yeah.
Or social media.
Reach me at carlo@carlonavarro.com.
And they don't have to be in Chicago.
No.
You do work across the United States.
Global.
Even in global?
I could, yeah. Okay. Most of my are domestically, but yeah.
Because Kevin's in Miami.
Yeah, Kevin's in Miami. Yep.
Yeah, so you don't have to be. Good, so follow that. Look up, find Carlo. And otherwise, thanks for taking your time to do this.
Thanks for having
me, camera's
man.
On. I'll shake your hand. But I'll see you guys all next time right here. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks.
Subscribe to WAG now and find out what George will sound off about next. New episodes drop every other Thursday anywhere podcasts are available.